This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roof's on fire. See, sometimes I get the time to actually put on a suit and tie and dress up. Today's one of those days. I actually had a little spare time and didn't have to rush and get ready for my wonderful Lindell TV show. Hey, everybody, how are you? Should I put on a cap and a gown, too? Thank you, Chris. He wants me to give the commencement speech. I was the valedictorian in my high school, so I could give a valedictorian speech right now. By the way, you're on USA Audio Network all around the country. You're on on TV with Lindell TV. It's stream TV, but it's at frankspeech.com. Click on Lindell TV 2, and you've got my show live on TV. If you enjoy it on radio, think how much you'll enjoy it on TV when you can see what's going on. How about later on tonight? If you missed the show, it's on Brighty on TV at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. East Coast time, 7 p.m. West on Brighty on TV, which is brighteon.tv. All right, what do I want to talk about? There's so many issues. So much corruption involving Joe Biden. I dominated the whole first hour with it, but I want to get to some new stories. I will get to it eventually, but I wanted to get some stuff I didn't get to in the first hour. First of all, we've got the O'Keefe Media Group, which is, you know, James O'Keefe, who left Project Veritas. Now he's got his new company, the O'Keefe Media Group. He left because his own board fired him after he went undercover, not against Democrats, but against Pfizer. You know, as soon as you go against Big Pharma, they try and destroy your life. So O'Keefe Media Group is the new group for James O'Keefe. And they went undercover with a BlackRock executive, a BlackRock recruiter named Sergey Varley. And he describes, on a video, not knowing he's being recorded, how they do this. How does someone willingly say these horrible things that they always get people to say? He says BlackRock is able to run the world. He says war is good for business. BlackRock decides people's fates. The story goes on and on. It's the world's largest asset management company. And they have their fingers in everything. They control everything. And he says, Varley says, it's easier for BlackRock to do things when people aren't watching, people aren't thinking about it. The asset giant doesn't want to be anywhere on the radar. He told the journalist from the O'Keefe Media Group that BlackRock manages $20 trillion worldwide. And, you know, this is the answer to my book, right? The Great Patriot Boycott book. Why are all these companies becoming woke and going woke, even though they're destroying, they're committing suicide, economic suicide, destroying their own business? Why would any CEO go for Satan or transgenders or fly pride flags? It's just dumb. You're offending the average majority of your customers, and the answer is BlackRock. It's Satan, and it's BlackRock. And maybe I'm repeating myself. Satan is BlackRock, I guess, or controls BlackRock. But, again, it's an opinion show. It's only my opinion. Allegedly, Satan controls BlackRock. The decisions they're forcing companies to make are demonic. So I'm just being tongue-in-cheek, but they're demonic. And so I don't know where Satan stands in all this, but BlackRock sure is demonic. And so he told the journalist that BlackRock manages $20 trillion. According to him, the numbers are incomprehensible. That's a quote. the money they have under management is larger than the GDP of every country on the globe except the United States and China. And then he said something really interesting because it backs up everything I've ever said. The whole D.C. is for sale. It's all bought and owned. The Biden crime family, the Obama crime family, the John Kerry crime family, the Clinton crime family, they're all bought and paid for. The McConnell crime family, and I'm guessing the Kevin McCarthy crime family, they're all bought and owned. He says, senators are effing cheap. You got 10 grand, you can buy a senator. You can take this big effing ton of money and buy people. This is his quote. I work for a company called BlackRock. It's not who the president is. It's who's controlling the wallet of the president. You can buy candidates. First, there is the senators. These guys are effing cheap. Got 10 grand? You could buy a senator. I'll give you 500K right now. It doesn't matter who wins. They're all in my pocket. He doesn't stop there. He goes on to describe what those in his line of work think of the tragedy of war, saying war is real effing good for business. Ukraine is good for business, you know, right? Russia blows up Ukraine's grain silos, and the price of wheat is going to go up. The Ukrainian economy is the wheat market. The price of bread goes up. This is fantastic if you're trading. Volatility creates opportunity for profit. He adds, it's exciting when SH goes wrong. You know what SH stands for. How about it's exciting when crap goes wrong? It's truly unbelievable that people think this way, and yet it's totally believable and understandable because I've been around it my whole life. The entire D.C. is bought and paid for. They're all owned. We might as well put dog collars and leashes on every senator and every congressman. What are there, 435 congressmen in the House and 100 senators? Put a leash around the neck of 535 people that think they're the most important people in America, but they're all like dogs on a leash. They're owned. They've got owners who tell them what to do. This country is going downhill so fast. But the boycotts are working. CNN even admits they've reached the C-suite, meaning the floor where all the executives and the CEO is the C-suite level. And they say the boycotts are working and reaching the C-suite level, and all the executives and CEOs are getting scared and gun-shy about woke ideology. They don't want to do it anymore. They're getting their companies in trouble. The CEOs are going to get fired. Again, my book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and my book 2 years ago, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, Protest and Boycott Book. I am the godfather of the boycott by conservatives. I'm the guy who put it all on the map and made it happen. I'm very proud of it. I'm the godfather. Are you talking to me? And so let me read you a letter on this topic because I downloaded it and I thought I'd read it at some point in the show, but this is the perfect time because I'm talking about boycotts. And so here's one of my fans and a reader of my book. And he says, I go all the time to Cracker Barrel restaurants, and this is the letter I just wrote to them. So this is to Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. This letter is written to inform you I am starting a vigorous nationwide boycott and defunding of your business. It is to protest your promotion and glorification of one of the most abhorrent and unnatural practices on the face of God's earth. Pride is a good word when used in the right context. No one in their right mind can be proud of transvestites, warped men dressed as girls. When you began to promote alcohol, that was bad enough. This is a bridge too far. In the desire to please people, give me a break. We are the 99.9% that you have angered and displeased while catering to the 0.01% of lunatic leftists. They are not your loyal base. Seldom, if ever, do they even enter your doors at Cracker Barrel. Does Bud Light and Target ring a bell? You have screwed up royally, and you will pay the price. We are conservative. We are law enforcement. We are firemen. We are honor guard. We are veterans. We are Christians. We are retirees. We are decent, patriotic Americans. With your liberal insanity, you have lost your base. And I think they've lost their minds. I will never spend another red cent at your restaurant again. When I walked out for the last time, conservatively, $250,000 walked out with me. For you corporate-type, government-schooled, indoctrinated pinball wizards, That is $250,000. Publicly apologize to your loyal base and separate from the leftist loons. We may, underline, give you another chance. Signed, a patriot and former loyal customer. I couldn't have said it better myself. What a insane situation. Cracker Barrel and Target and Bud Light through Anheuser, their parent company, and Disney, and the list goes on and on and on and on. They're all nuts. And speaking of nuts, you know, I'll tell you, it's nuts. Anyone who runs against Donald Trump is nuts. You have to understand, I ran for the President of the United States in 2008. I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination. I was on the presidential ticket. I came within a couple of votes of winning the presidential nomination. Bob Barr happened to bring a busload, actually two busloads from Georgia, of his own voters to the convention, and I brought no one, and that's the reason I lost the nomination, or I would have been the presidential nominee. And I can tell you, I had thoughts of running this year, but Donald Trump is running. I'm not going to run against Donald Trump. Donald Trump was one of the great presidents of all time, the greatest modern president of my lifetime, and I'm going to be 62 years old. So why would I run against a guy who's so good? And the answer is I wouldn't. Why are these people running? So now DeSantis is fading, the Florida governor. Republican senator from Florida, Rick Scott, is reportedly considering jumping in the race as Ron DeSantis's, you know, light fades. I told you DeSantis had no chance. I told you he's a great governor. I love him in that role, but he's never going to beat Donald Trump. We're all loyal to Trump. No one's beating Trump. And after Trump was indicted, there was never a chance for anyone else to win the nomination but Trump, because we all know they're going after Trump because he is dangerous to them. All right, MyPillow, the sponsor of the show. They own the network. Great people. Mike Lindell, greatest patriot you'll ever want to meet. Make sure you reward on MyPillow.com at checkout. Use the promo code ROOT and get up to 80% off all the best sale prices when you use the promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Attention residents, be advised. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has once again increased the price of wine and spirits. We are here to help. To avoid paying this increase, shop with Total Wine and More and save up to 40%. We will continue to offer the absolute lowest prices. Visit Total Wine and More, offering the lowest prices for over 30 years and counting. Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, Amazing natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, we know, you know, I didn't open the show and say anything about those poor people, those poor souls on that mini sub, the Titan sub, that was down by the wreckage of the Titanic and now its wreckage as well. Boy, is the Titanic cursed or what? It just took another group of people with them. Wow. First they took, what, like 1,200 people died, I think, on the Titanic? And that was the maiden voyage, and it was the world's most indestructible boat. And now a mini sub that cost $250,000 a trip for our space tourists to go down there and see what, you know, basically space tourists to go down and see the wreckage of the Titanic 12,000 feet at the bottom of the sea. And it looks like their submarine, their mini sub, exploded and they were all killed long before now. It had nothing to do with running out of oxygen. They were never alive in the first place. They've Coast Guard's located the debris at the bottom of the ocean. Here's a fan of mine who's trying to explain what happened. And he said it was quick death. Even a pinhole leak at that depth and pressure would create a water jet that would cut you in half. Remember, pressurized water is used to cut steel and titanium. I did not know that. First time I've ever heard that in my life. Better than a hot torch and much more accurate and precise. So, you know, there was a little leak and it just ripped the mini sub to shreds and it probably imploded and all the people were instantly killed. Hopefully felt no pain. It was just instantaneous. But let me get back to Rick Scott, because I'm going to give him some pain. Look, I like Rick Scott. He's you know, he released like a contract with America from the Republican Senate. He was the head of the Republican Senatorial Committee. By the way, did they do a good job? I love when everyone blamed Trump when we didn't win enough Senate seats. How about Rick Scott in the Senatorial Committee? He ran the Senate races. Did he do a good job? Obviously not. And neither did whoever ran the congressional races, and neither did Rona McDaniel. And she got reelected. Why should she be running the Republican Party? She bombed. But Rick Scott is a great guy. And everything he says, I tend to agree with. And I loved his top 10, you know, his 10-point contract with America. It was great. But he's not presidential material. Think about the most recent presidents. Clinton, bigger-than-life personality. Obama, bigger-than-life personality. Trump, bigger-than-life personality. Now, Biden's obviously the exception because Biden not only doesn't have a personality, he doesn't have a brain. He doesn't have any thought. You know, they elected amoeba as president of the United States. An amoeba with a diaper is now the president of the United States. But that has to do with the totally corrupt media. The media elected a guy who had no right to be running for president as president. And then they rigged the election. He wasn't actually elected. It was rigged and stolen. We all know that. So Rick Scott is a great guy, but he's got no personality. He's as boring as wet paint dry. His views are great. But politics is show business. Now, you can get elected as a senator with no personality. Rick Scott is living proof. You can get elected as a governor with no personality. Ron DeSantis is living proof. They both are very boring guys with no real personality or ability to shake hands and press the flesh and, you know, hug women and kiss babies. That's what you need for politics. You know, Donald Trump has that personality. Wayne Root has that personality. That's why I won. You know, I ran for office once in my life. I ran for Westchester County Legislature in New York in an all-black and Jewish Democrat district, 100% Democrat district, mostly black, and I was a Republican, and they had no candidates the last two elections before me. No one was even willing to run, and in the history of this woman who was the elected official, her name was Audrey Hochberg, she had won every race by a landslide, you know, like 10,000 votes to 500. When she even had an opponent, and then I ran against her and gave her the closest race of her life, because I walked through black neighborhoods and through black project apartment buildings door to door and shook hands and slapped backs and hugged women and kissed babies, even though I was a white Republican, all black buildings in all black districts, and I got the most votes of any Republican in those districts ever and gave her the closest race of her life. Before or after my race, in 20 races, I believe, she never had a closer election than mine. Then I ran for the first time in my life at the national level for president of the, you know, presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party, and I actually came close to winning it. And as I said, if my opponent didn't bring two busloads of supporters to the convention out of 1,000 delegates, he brought 200. I would have won the nomination. But then I won the vice presidential nomination. It wound up on the presidential ticket. So, you know, I've run twice in my life, and I've certainly proven I'm a good campaigner because I'm like Trump. It's about personality. People got to like you. You got to like them. Rick Scott is another guy. Chris Christie. They're all people running. The governor of North Dakota, I don't even know his name. Who are these people? Why do you think you're going to be president of the United States? Are you just looking for more expensive speech deals and more, you know, more big expensive book deals? That must be it. Scary stuff. Energized Health, by the way, is sponsoring this segment. Get 40% off Energized Health's program, which changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat. Thank you, Energized Health. Go to energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you and ask for the 40% off Wayne Allyn discount. Energizedhealth.com. 40% off. Just say war. Energizedhealth.com. Changed my life. Let it change yours.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA News Update. The Coast Guard has confirmed that five people have died in the Titan submersible that has been missing below the sea since Sunday. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Moyer says a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
With experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
Nearly 100 people are injured after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert in Colorado. 7 people were taken to area hospitals with broken bones and lacerations. 80 others were treated on the scene. Tonight is the NBA draft. The league's future stars are being selected at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. French phenom Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to San Antonio. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're on the air. I just want to read you. I want to read you just a couple of headlines, and then I'll get to my guest. A whistleblower says the federal prosecutors have evidence that Joe Biden met directly with Hunter's Chinese energy client at CEFC, which is the Chinese company. I mean, these are all devastating whistleblower accusations against the President of the United States. How about this one? California Democrats advance legislation to give therapists the unconditional power to remove 12-year-olds from their parents. Run! Run from California! Not even if you're a conservative, if you're a parent. Run for your life from California before they take your children away. And finally, a school in Ohio. School reported mothers of children at the school to the FBI claiming they were dangerous after they questioned leftist curriculum. And the mothers are now suing the school in Ohio, not just California. This stuff happens everywhere. All right. I've got my guest with me. His name is Adam, and I got to pronounce this right, Adam Andrzejewski. I hope I got it right. Adam Andrzejewski is the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. This guy is like a super sleuth accountant, like a forensic accountant who has proven that the government steals our money all day long and wastes our money all day long and absconds with our money all day long and all of our tax money is being wasted. He is fantastic. Adam Andrzejewski. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Wayne, you nailed it. Thank you very much for having me on your program. Andrzejewski, you know, it's not easy being an Andrzejewski. It's quite different than the last name of Root.
Well, just so you know, at Ellis Island, 100 years ago at Ellis Island, my grandfather, Louis Rootski, came across and they shortened his name to Root at Ellis Island. So it was Rootski, so I'm not far away from Andrzejewski. Maybe we're all in the same line, you know?
Fantastic. My grandfather, my dad's father, came across in 1913 when he submitted his naturalization paperwork. He had the priest from the Polish neighborhood and also the police officer from the Polish neighborhood. So he had both sides of the coin.
There we go. There we go. So you are the guy who's like a forensic auditor, a forensic accountant. First of all, are you an accountant by living?
No. Look, we do deep dives on the raw data that the government produces. So everybody, if I say something, everybody could doubt it. But if the government says it, Wayne, it's got to be the truth. So we take what they give us. Last year, our organization at OpenTheBooks.com, we filed 55,000 Freedom of Information Act requests. And wow, people can come to our website at OpenTheBooks.com, and you can actually surf that data right down into your local school district. You can see who on salary makes how much and when they retire, what their retirement pension is. So we take a look at that open data on the open books. We audit them, and the audits make national news.
I like it. I love it. I think it's fantastic. So let's talk about some of the biggest examples of government waste you've ever found. I see here, it looks in my notes, the 17 largest federal agencies admit to $2.9 trillion in improper and mistaken payments when the totals are adjusted for inflation since 2004. Am I seeing that right? You're saying $3 trillion or so was incorrectly paid out by the government or spent by the government? What's the story?
Well, we ask one question, Wayne. What government program is running well? And here you have, on a mandated report from the executive agencies, the largest ones to Congress, 17 of the largest federal agencies, 82 of the largest federal programs, and they admit to nearly $3 trillion of mistaken and improper payment since 2004. It's stunning. It's institutionalized incompetence. It's distressing incompetence. And for everybody watching the program here tonight, here's your stake of just the Biden administration in the past year, what they've admitted on improper payments. They admitted, the Biden administration admitted, to improper payments costing every man, woman, and child in the country $850. If you're a family of four, your share, just in the past year, of their improper payments of about $247 billion, your share for a family of four is $3,400. That's equivalent to two average mortgage payments.
And so what I'm trying to understand, we're talking to Adam Andrzejewski. He's the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. So what I'm trying to understand, Adam, is Who were the payments made to? Who were they giving this money to? Is it going to Democrat liberal organizations who all get rich? And do they ever ask for it back? Is it going to taxpayers who don't deserve it and they never ask for it back? Is it going to Democrat, you know, super PACs? Where's the money going?
It's a great question, Wayne, and it's in every single one of the programs of good intentions. So all these programs have constituencies. If it's the Department of Education, they're overpaying student loans and Pell Grants. If it's the Small Business Administration, they didn't check the Do Not Pay list over at the U.S. Treasury before they cut 54,000 Paycheck Protection Program checks for $3.5 billion. If it's Social Security, they admit last year $500 million in payments to dead people. Dead people are notoriously bad at paying back government overpayments.
Yeah.
But the numbers get even worse. The numbers get even worse when you add in the pandemic fraud, because we know that the U.S. Treasury didn't check with Social Security before they cut the economic stimulus checks to 72,000 dead people during the pandemic, and that cost the U.S. taxpayer $3.5 billion.
And I wonder who cashed the checks for the dead people. That's the question. And, you know, I live in Las Vegas. Where are you from, Adam? Where do you live, by the way?
So I live in Illinois. Wayne, it is the Super Bowl of corruption.
Right. Illinois is bad. But in Las Vegas, I can just tell you my observation. After COVID, when we reopened the Vegas Strip, the most disgusting, low-class, low-life people you've ever seen suddenly descended on Vegas, and they'd never been here before. I'd never seen people like this on the Strip. They looked like homeless bums, and they all flew in from California. And I'm telling you, it's not even a theory. I know it's a fact. I've heard that there was, I think $500 billion was stolen in COVID funds in the state of California. And it must have been handed out to the poorest people who all then said, instead of saving it or using it for my kids' college education, their first thought must have been, let's go to Vegas, baby! And so Vegas filled up with the most low-life losers, violent, crazy-looking people, all with California license plates that you've ever seen in your life. That's where they got the money. It was stolen COVID money and stolen EBT cards during the COVID epidemic. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, so over the course of the past 3 years, nearly every single federal program was either legally gamed by insiders for their own personal gain, or illegally gamed. So it's criminals gone wild with COVID aid. Just in the state of California, to reference that state, there was $1 billion worth of economic stimulus, unemployment aid paid to prisoners, including those on death row. There are tens of thousands of ghost students collecting student aid, federal and state funds in the California junior college system. So it's been criminals gone wild, and it's been those with clout and insiders that gamed the system over the course of the past 3 years at the federal level. And then you just have the admission that in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, it's a staggering $530 billion they admit to in the federal agencies on mistakes. So for the first time ever, the Biden administration is trending over the course of the 4 years of their administration to admit of mistakes of $1 trillion worth of your tax money. Stunning.
So, Adam, tell us about your home state of Illinois, because I know that money is wasted there and stolen there and given away to special interest groups there and the unions. I know the unions, I think the unfunded liabilities are the highest of every other state combined other than California. Tell us what's happening in Illinois as an example.
Well, Illinois is on a purely unsustainable path. So back in 2017, we identified in our data there was 65,000 Illinois public employees or retirees making six figures, $100,000 or more. Last year in 2022, there was 135,000 six-figure public employees.
Wow.
So during the pandemic, the public sector did very well.
It doubled.
It doubled.
It doubled.
In the past 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And again, I want to make sure everyone understands what you're saying, Adam. You're not saying these are people that make it while they're working, which is bad enough. These are retirees, right? So these are retired government employees getting six-figure pensions for not working. Have I got that right?
So it's a mix. It's both. It's those that are working and those that are retired. But now the six-figure retiree headcount is starting to rival the six-figure current employee salary headcount.
Right. Incredible. Everything that Adam Andrzejewski has put together is at openthebooks.com. Openthebooks.com. I want you to text me whenever you get new information about government waste, and we'll have you come on the show and be our official government waste guy for Wayne Allyn Root. Because I love hearing these stories, because we're exposing how corrupt government is and how incompetent government is and what a failure government is, something I've said my entire adult life about government. You're proving it all correct. Andrew Andrzejewski, CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. Adam, thank you so very much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
All right. Adam Andrzejewski, OpenTheBooks.com. We'll be right back with my final thoughts on Joe Biden's corruption. How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver to protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Allyn Root to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open-space green pastures right here in the USA, and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back. The roots on fire. Clay Clark is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Clay Clark, the conservative podcaster, and his partner, General Michael Flynn, one of the great generals of our time, who was persecuted by Obama, and is now partners in the Reawaken America Tour. The event takes place Friday, August 25th, Saturday, August 26th, in Las Vegas, and all the top speakers in the conservative movement will be there, including Mike Lindell and yours truly, Wayne Allyn. I'll be on the main stage both nights. General Mike Flynn, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Lara Trump, Cash Patel, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, all on the stage. 70 great speakers. You will be entertained. You will be awed. It'll be shock and awe. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. And use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. WAR to get not only the best price, because you can name your price, whatever you think is fair, name it, and you get it when you use the promo code WAR, but you get a chance to win backstage passes as well. TimeToFreeAmerica.com, promo code WAR. So some of the news stories today I haven't gotten to yet. School reported mothers to the FBI claiming they were dangerous. Two mothers accused an Ohio private school. What? There's the new shocker in this story. Everyone's against us. Private school, public school, doesn't matter. Colleges. Two mothers accused an Ohio private school of launching a retaliation campaign against them and their children after they questioned the school's leftist curriculum. Amy Gonzalez and Andrea Gross said that Columbus Academy reported them to the FBI as dangerous to the health and well-being of the entire academy community and attempted to destroy their reputation. The mother's complaint filed on June 12th alleges the school's administration overreacted to their questions regarding critical race theory curriculum and other instructions the parents believed was indoctrination. And so when I say overreaction, I mean overreaction of calling the police on us, alerting almost 900 faculty members that they alerted the FBI that we were dangerous. First of all, how could a private school have 900 faculty members? I don't get it. Just things that were so far beyond the pale, so extreme. Politically charged issues were regularly taught and discussed in the classroom without opposing views presented. Mothers claimed that one of the teachers even said he would not communicate with any student who supported President Trump. The retaliation from the school forced the Gross's daughter to attend another school out of state and caused significant tension within the community. The mothers claimed the students were subjected to intimidation and bullying based on their political beliefs. Shortly after drafting the letter, the academy's head of security filed a false police report against the parents with the police department. The school officials notified the teachers during a meeting that they had reported the mothers to the FBI and that the environment was such that one of the academy's faculty members raised his or her hand and asked if the child plaintiffs should be treated differently, meaning if the children of the parents suing should be treated differently. Another member of the faculty stated, "It sounds like we have a mole." The mothers complained, accused the school officials of vicious treatment. The academy's vicious treatment and retaliation included improperly invoking governmental investigative agencies, disseminating false information, engaging in a coordinated effort to destroy their reputations in the community, and was retaliation to prevent any further inquiry, financial wrongdoing of the academy. In other words, they were trying to put the blame on the mothers while they were probably, the people who were blaming them, were involved in some impropriety. So, really incredible. Here's the California Democrats' advanced legislation to give therapists unconditional power to remove 12-year-olds from their parents. And I assume that would be all about gender affirmation, right? If you don't go along with, first the school brainwashes your kid and makes a girl believe they're a boy and a boy believe they're a girl and makes them want to change and convince them it's the right thing and the cool thing to do at the age of six. And then when you go home and tell your parents, and your father, Wayne Root, would say, "Are you out of your freaking mind? We're taking you out of school, and you're never going near those people again, and I'm burning your female clothes. You're a boy. Get used to it. You're locked in your room for the rest of your life." And they'd say, "Oh, well, if that's the case, let's bring in the police and arrest Wayne Root, and let's take his children away from him for the rest of his life." These people are insane. They're child abusers, and they're pedophiles, and they're disgusting, and they're despicable, and they're disgraceful, and you've got to run. Run for your life away from California. Can you imagine it? One time in my life, I lived 13 years in Malibu, California, and my first daughter was raised there, and my second child was born there. Can you imagine if I still lived in California? Wow. And then, of course, we have so much evidence now that federal prosecutors have evidence Joe Biden met with Hunter's Chinese energy client. There's so many stories about Biden in the news today. It's incredibly. IRS whistleblower confirms the FBI knew Hunter Biden's laptop was real in 2019. The DOJ tipped off Hunter Biden before a search of his storage unit, says IRS whistleblowers. The news just keeps coming in. Delaware prosecutors hid FBI bribery document from the IRS. Anything to protect the Biden crime family. They're all on the payroll. How much money does Biden pay them? And how much money is Biden paid by China and the Chinese Communist Party? We're right back on USA Audio Network. That's it for Lindell tonight. Have a great night. We'll see you on Lindell tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.